This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Hey guys, and welcome to the Provokers podcast, where we talk about things you probably should too. Today I'm joined by...
I'm Ethan, otherwise known as Slab60 Gaming.
And I am your amazing host, Jubin Stevens, also known as John. How you doing?
Well, if this goes up on time, which it should, then Christmas was yesterday for you guys. So hopefully you guys had a great Christmas and a great time spending time with family, opening presents and all that jazz. Obviously, we're from the past, so this hasn't happened for us yet. In fact, it's like December 7th, but listen, we want to pre-record so that way we have to, so that we don't have to be here. It's not like it's a chore to be here, but we don't want to worry about the podcast while we're trying to worry about Christmas stuff. So we always like to pre-record around the holidays. So we're like 3 or 4 episodes ahead. So we're recording this, like I said, December 7th. For you guys, it's like December 29th. So, but yeah, hopefully, overall, well, 29th would not make sense. It'd be December 26th. So hopefully you guys had a really good Christmas. And that's all that matters. So.
Indeed, indeed. Yes, I hope you got all the things you wanted, unless you are bad, and then I hope you got a cold.
All right, then.
But do you have a headline for us today?
Well, my headline... last time I talked about a very interesting battle, you should go check it out, on the last episode, the Christmas one. My headline, you know, I'm going to cheat, and my headline is, if you haven't already, go check out the Provokers Podcast YouTube channel, over on, YouTube, obviously, so it's a YouTube channel. It's a new channel, it's not my Flabbergasted Gaming channel. I know previously they used to be over there, they're no longer over there, they're on a completely new, separate channel, the Provokers Podcast, and, like I said in the last episode, it just felt like it was time, because the podcast is such a big thing at this point, I want it to be separated from the main channel, because... I don't want people going over to watch the Provokers Podcast on YouTube and they get a channel that's like all gaming. They're like, what's going on here, man? This is not the Provokers Podcast. What is this? So it was time to make its own separate thing. So now it is. So I'm not going to explain exactly why a lot of the episodes are missing on that channel. You can go listen to the other episode for that. But I kind of explained why all of season one's gone, or why all of season one not there, why like half of season two is not there. I explained that in that episode. So go listen to it. I think it's called the Ghost of Christmas Past, the name of the episode. So,
indeed. Well, then do you have a creative showcase or email?
I do have an email this time. It's been a little bit since I've done one, I think. So there's no name attached to this one, but it was such a nice email that I wanted to read it anyway. So it says, I just want to thank you guys for making an amazing podcast. You guys have come so far from the beginning of season one, which to me implies they were there at season one, the beginning of season one, which if you have, that is insanity. Cause what's that? 3 years ago? Four? Maybe approaching four? I think three though. I think we're closer to three than we are to four, but either way, that's such a long time ago. Like, that implies you've been here for so long. I guess it doesn't have to mean that. It maybe means you just recently listened to the first couple episodes. You're like, man, these guys suck. Like, how do they get anywhere? but thank you. Anyway, regardless of how you mean that. They said, I wanted to show you something. And they sent a picture of their Spotify Wrapped, which we just said. And, John, you want to guess what their most listened to podcast was?
I'm going to say, you know, I'm going out on a limb here. I'm going to say it's Provokers Podcast.
The Provokers Podcast is correct. How did you know? They basically listen to the Provokers Podcast for a total of, like, the days says 27 days, which is wild. I don't know if you're listening to a podcast while you, like, work or something. Like, you have to be. There's no way you have that much free time. So, but we really appreciate whoever this is. Again, there's no name attached to this, unfortunately, so I can't shout you out necessarily. But whoever you are, you know who you are because you sent this exact email, unless you happen to also send this exact email in. But that'd be kind of strange and very coincidental. But you know who you are, so thank you so much for this amazing email. Like I said, there's no name attached or anything, so I can't give you thanks for it. But yeah, like I said, you know who you are. You know, you'll figure it out. But it's awesome that we're your number one podcast, and I'm very glad to see that. So thank you for showing us that. If you guys also want to send yours in, I might not read it on the podcast necessarily, but I do try to read every email I get. It's just sometimes I forget some, and sometimes I don't read them on the podcast sometimes, but I try to do the best with that. So, but either way, regardless of whether I read on the podcast or not, I'd love to see them anyway. So if you want to send yours in, feel free to send it. The Provoker's email is in on the website, which I did want to briefly clarify. I got an email about what's happening to the website. The website's going to stay the same. I'm aware that Noah's in the website, but to be fair, he's still in all of season one. He's in half of season two. So, yeah, it's just going to stay there because I don't, like, I'd have to remove, like, half of this stuff. Not half of it, but I'd have to remove a lot of stuff for it. And like I said, he's still a part of the podcast because we still own everything. Those old episodes aren't going to take it down or anything. So he's still, technically speaking, a part of it, just not in present time he is. So yeah, the podcast is going to, website's going to remain the same. So just for whoever, because I got a couple emails asking about that. So there you go. But yeah, thank you to whoever this person sent this email. Again, there's no name, John, so just call him whatever. But what do you got to say to this person?
I mean, I'm glad to hear that you've been around for a while. You know, you've been there since, it sounds like you've been here since early on in season one. And if you listen to a bunch to that, it's like, what, you said 20-something days? Crazy.
27, yep.
27 days. That's a lot of days. So thank you for listening to all that.
Yeah, that's insane. I mean, I don't even know how you do that. I don't know how you do it, man. But yeah, because that's, well, that, what that be? That'd be, because it's not showing in the picture. That's like 700 hours or something, right? Because if it's 24 times 27. No, it's closer to 600 something. Either way, I have to sit down and look at it. But either way, that's such a, think of how many hours that is, man. That's a lot of hours. So, yeah, we truly appreciate it. But this is what I love to see. This is what makes me love to keep going with this podcast, is seeing stuff like this where we're obviously making an impact to the community that we built so far. So, love to see it, man. So, that's my email for today.
Very nice, very nice. Well, I think we can just jump right into the episode. What about you?
I think we should, because this tier list is going to be a big one.
Yes, it is. It's got a lot of things here. Today, if you read the title or description, we're doing a Minecraft mobs tier list. So our tiers range from, instead of like S to D, like losers, we renamed them. So we got love to see it, pretty useful, average, I'd kill it, and literally useless.
I'm in full support of these tiers.
Yes. And we got a lot of mobs here because Minecraft has a lot of mobs.
Yes, they do. So just to clarify for the viewers, this was last updated August 15th, 2024, which isn't obviously maybe as recent as we could have got, but we're just going to go with this. I feel like if we had gone to more recent, we would have had more mobs to deal with, so we're just going to do this. So obviously Copper Golem is not going to be in here. I don't think the Breeze guy's in here. No, he is in here. Oh, wait, he was added that long ago? Oh my god, I'm losing my mind. So, okay, whatever was added in the post-Copper update, that won't be here. So just the Copper Golem and maybe something else, but most of the mobs are presented here, so.
Indeed, indeed. So, starting off, we've got silverfish. I'm going to say they're really useless. They are just annoying, and they don't even drop anything.
Yeah, I was going to agree with literally useless. They mainly spawn via spawners, or they have, like, the suspicious stone blocks that are randomly present in the stronghold, and they can spawn from that. I think, actually, no, they're not just in the stronghold. They can be anywhere, but they're very rare. Like, you never really see them. And so not only do they not do anything, they barely hurt you. Like, slimes hurt you more than these guys. And also, you very rarely see them anyway. Like, in the S&P, by the way, for this, so if you haven't watched our S&P, go do it. I don't think I've seen a single one. John, have you seen a single silverfish in all the hours we played in that S&P?
No, I don't think I have. I mean, and I've been digging a hole.
Yeah, he's literally digging a giant hole. A hole so cosmic that he should really be fined by the government for it. That's how big of a hole he's making, and he still hasn't found one. Like, that's crazy, man. So, they're literally useless. That's the perfect spot for them, I think.
Yes, indeed. Well, moving on, we got the Illager.
Yes, this is the crossbow. Yeah, the Illager just is the one with the crossbow.
Yes, just the normal guy. I mean, you know, I like to commit atrocities towards these guys, so I'm gonna say pretty useful.
I was gonna say either average or pretty useful. The only reason I would say average is just because the only use these guys really have is the raids, because oftentimes the pillager outposts, if you're at a certain point in the game, their loot is so garbage anyway that you very rarely grab anything from them. So that's the only reason I might put it in average, but I could be convinced to put it in pretty useful.
It's like, you got pillager outposts, definitely a helpful early game. Although the last two ones I've gone to, I'm like, this shit sucks, and then I've burned them down.
So. Yeah, I feel like you're kind of contradicting yourself here.
So maybe they aren't super useful, but, you know, the raids are fun.
Also,
definitely challenge.
A thing to consider as well is these guys drop different loot compared to the pillagers that have the axes. The axe guys drop a lot more emeralds and have more of a chance to drop an enchanted book during a raid. So, I would almost think I'd put pretty useful for those guys and keep these guys on average, you know what I mean?
That's fair. We can put them down to average. That's definitely fair. Next, we have a baby zombie villager. I'd say I'd kill it as well. I mean, they don't really drop anything, but they are fun to kill.
They're just like zombies. They have a chance to drop carrots and sometimes even an iron ingot. But, again, you're not getting your iron from zombies. That's just a cool thing that happens. You're not like, oh, man, I'm missing one iron. Let's go kill 15 zombies and hope they drop one. You never are doing that, so.
Right.
I'd kill it.
Yeah, I'd kill it. Next, we got parrots. I mean, they're pretty cool.
I'd say average, maybe in front of, no, maybe behind the pillagers, where I put it.
Yeah, I mean, they don't have, like, I mean, they're cool, like, they're just kind of there.
They so do, the only thing they have going for them is that they alert you, they make a sound when a mob is nearer. So if you're, like, out scouting and you have one nearby you, and you hear a creeper sound, that means there's a creeper within your proximity, so maybe that's why I'd give them average. I wouldn't kill them, so I'd put them in just average.
Right, yeah, that's a fair point. Next, we got the bees.
Not the bees.
That's pretty useful. Their honey can be pretty good.
So, honestly, John, I have a thing for you. Purely based on the copper update that recently came out, I think if we said this pre-copper update, I'd agree with you, pretty useful. But because honeycomb is literally required to keep copper from oxidizing, I think they need to go and love to see it. Because not only do they give you the honey bottles, which also acts as a milk bucket, so if you have, like, wither on you, or you're fighting the dragon and you have the dragon stuff on you, and you drink a bottle of honey, it gets rid of your status effects. So kind of like what milk does. On top of that, you need their honeycomb in order to stop copper from oxidizing. So if you want to build anything in copper and you don't want it to oxidize, you literally need these guys. So I love to see them. I think they're pretty great, especially after the copper update.
Yeah, that's a fair point, because, I mean, if you weren't there for the stream of my experience with the copper golems, I don't love them. But, yeah, you know, I'd love them less if they oxidized and were useless. So
yeah,
that's fair. So I'd probably love to see them because they're cute too. You know, they're nice to have around in the world.
Right,
flying around, it feels a little nicer.
It gives the world more life to it. You know, when you're exploring and you see like a bee, you're like, oh, that's pretty cool.
Right. Moving on, next we got the doggo. What do you think?
I think it's the same thing. Love to see it. I mean, doggos not only are adorbs, but they also literally will help defend you. So they also attack the mobs that are trying to attack you. So I think you'll love to see it, man. I think they are a tiny bit more useful than bees, so I'd put them in front of bees.
Yeah. I like now that they have, like, this one just shows the classic one, but now that they have different breeds of dogs is pretty cool.
Yes, that too. And there's the wolf armor, so they don't die immediately when they touch anything.
Indeed. What is this guy? He looks like a...
This guy's the Illusioner, and he only appears on hard mode during certain raids. He doesn't even appear in all raids on hard mode, just in certain ones. And all he does is he, I think, casts invisibility on certain pillagers.
Interesting.
I've never encountered this guy, so I don't have much to say about him. I guess he can go and I'd kill it, because I would.
Yeah, that's fair. I feel like I've never seen them, obviously. So, yeah, I'd kill him.
I haven't really met him, but I'd kill him.
then we got the sea turtles. I mean... What do they even do?
So, I was going to say, if this was a tier list of real-life animals, the turtles would definitely be getting, like, love to see it. But based on Minecraft mobs, all they really do is give you the turtle shell, which you can brew, which you can either wear or you can use to make a Turtle Master potion. Which all it does is give you... It gives you, like, slowness 5, so you can't really move, but it gives you, like, resistance 5 as well or something, and so, like, no damage can come upon you when you're in that mode, but you also can't move. So it's really good, but it's also kind of weighed down by the fact that you literally can't move or do anything. So it's okay, I like to see them, but I don't really use them all that much. So I'd say average, I'd say they're probably, they're beating a parrot for me, but they're not beating the actual pillagers, because the pillagers actually drop, like, emeralds and stuff, which are more useful than the Turtle Master, because I don't really even use Turtle Master. I think I have, like, respiration on my helmets, usually, and that gives me longer breathing time in the water anyway, so.
That's fair. I agree. I mean, I've never really used them for anything, but they're cool to see. So average is a fair place to put them. Next, we got. I always forget these guys' names. So, like, the little
Evokers. Mage
guy. Yeah. X's. Evokers. I freaking hate them. I'd definitely kill it. That's for certain.
Well, I'd kill it, but also, you have to remember, these guys are the soul droppers of totems. And.
That's true.
During raids, if you get one of these guys, you're like, oh, hell yeah, I get to live forever. So. Mm-hmm. I'd say pretty useful. I don't know, because I having a totem basically makes you invincible, man. I think on hardcore specifically, I think it's kind of bullcrap, because the whole point of hard mode is not to die, but if you have a totem, you literally can't die. Unless you fall into the void. The void is the one exception. But, I don't know, I'm torn between pretty useful. I mean, we don't have anything pretty useful yet, but I also think because of the fact that they drop totems, they're goated because they drop
totems. They are pretty useful.
I almost think maybe love to see it, but behind the bees, because I don't like, when I see one, I'm like, oh, heck yeah, I get to get a totem. I don't know. Based on how I play the game, I'd put him in love to see it, but just in the back.
That's fair. I'm between pretty useful. I mean, I don't love to see them. You're like, I gotta deal with this guy. But the totems are really good, so that's fair.
So where do you want to put it then?
I mean, we can put in love to see it. I don't mind. Because I do love to see totems.
Well, that's
I love to see them dead.
I love to see them dead. Well, see, there we go. So I just put him in the back because I think... Oh, like, in terms of technicality, they beat the wolf or bee, but I think just in general, I'd love to see those two more than this guy, so.
We got the little spear cat. Lays. I don't think I'd kill it. But
I think it's just average. Yeah, I think it's just, they give you, like, when they first announced, they sounded like they could duplicate items, and people were like, that's cracked, let's vote for it. And so did I. I voted for it, too. But that's not what they do. You get them an item and they will search your immediate area for other items that are dropped but they had to be dropped. So I very rarely use this guy. I sometimes enslave them and keep them in a house, but that's about it. So average for me.
Yeah, that's fair. Thinking average behind the parrot.
Yeah, just somewhere in there. We're gonna get to a point where I don't really care too much about where they go in the exact tiers, as long as they're in the tier that I want them to be in.
Right. We got the armadillo. I mean, average.
I think average maybe again. Their only use is giving you the armor, and you only need like 5 to craft an armor. And if you only have like 1 or 2 dog, you only need like 10 scoot, and then you never need them again. You know what I mean? So.
Right.
Yeah, I'd say they're more useful than the lay and the bird, but.
That's fair. That's fair. Next, we got a piglin riding a hoglin.
So a baby piglin riding a baby hoglin. Very specific. not to sound horrible, but I'd kill it.
I'd kill it. Do that.
Just like, I hate these guys. I don't really see them that often, but I would kill them for sure.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen them before. I don't spend a whole lot of time in the Nether.
It's true.
So I'd kill it. Next, we have the baby zombies. They're kind of like the baby zombie villagers.
I'd put them in the exact spot. They're the exact same thing.
I'd kill it, and I'd be happy to kill it.
I hate them. I'd be happy to kill it.
Next, we have bats. They're literally useless. They're literally useless. I was going to say average.
Like, nope.
They literally explained it. I have no purpose.
They literally do nothing. I understand why Minecraft does this. I remember watching someone that's like, well, not every mob should have a use, because then the game would be really like blasé and boring. And I kind of see where they're coming from, because if every mob did something, it'd be kind of like, oh, what's this mob going to do type of thing. But because the bats just add ambience to a cave, that's cool and all. But in terms of this tier list, they're literally useless. They don't do anything. I wouldn't kill them, because I have killed them before, but that's on accident, because I'll be mining like a diamond and they'll swoop in the middle, and I'm like, you did that to yourself. So.
Right. They're cool for the atmosphere, but they are literally useless.
Yes.
Next, we got blazes. I would say pretty useful.
I think pretty useful. I think this is our first pretty useful, because, again, you have to remember, these guys are required to beat the game. So,
right.
Their main uses are Eyes of Ender, fueling for the whatchamacallit, brewing stands. You need them for the brewing stands now. Before, in the old game, you didn't use to, but now you do. And then they have something you can make the brewing stands with the blaze rods, but I think there's also something else that I'm forgetting that they can also do. So all around pretty useful. I certainly would kill it, but that's not what I'd kill it means. Just like, I don't like, I'm killing on site. Whereas like these guys are pretty useful. I'd kill them because I need to, because I would need the blaze rods for whatever purpose. So,
right. That's fair. That's fair. What is this like mushroom looking skeleton guy?
I don't think that's the new skeleton there. And it's not even in the game yet. I think that's the swamp skeleton, which I never see. So
yeah, I've seen them.
I think they give you, so the chilling guys give you slowness, right? And then, I don't know what these guys give you. Maybe they give you poison? That could make sense if it's in a swamp. I don't know if that's true, though. And I know that the new ones are going to give you hunger, I think, because they're in the desert with the husks and whatever.
Right.
I mean, let's give it the benefit of the doubt and say it gives you poison. I'm still killing it. I'm still killing it on site.
Right. Yeah. That's fair. So we got the whiz.
The breeze is what it's called.
The breeze. That's the same thing, yeah. That's what it's like. I've never done the child cameras, so I have no opinion on these guys.
I have in my survival world, and these guys are kind of fun to play against, actually, because what they do, unlike any other mob, all the mobs just kind of let you kill them, basically. They don't really have any sort of defensive mechanisms. This guy does, though. So if you go at him and you start attacking him, he will boost himself in the air using his own wind propel system to get out of there. So if you're killing him too much, he's like, screw this, I'm out of here. And he literally does that. So I can see how that can be kind of annoying if based on what I'm saying. But it actually makes it kind of fun, because it's an actual battle rather than just, I'm killing a zombie repeatedly so he can't do anything about it type of thing. In terms of usefulness, though, they're kind of average again, just because the only thing these guys do is give you breeze rods, which breeze rods are only useful for the wind charges, which are okay. I don't really use them. And then I think you can craft something with the breeze rod. You can craft a mace once you get one of these things. But you only need one to craft the mace. So you kill one of these guys, and boom, you can make like three maces. Because if you have looting on your sword, which I do, you get like 3 to 5 of them at a time. So, yeah, I think they're just average. I think they're more useful than the armadillo because they can actually help you craft a weapon. Actually, maybe they're made so far. I think it's the most average thing in average. So I put it in front of even the pillager guys.
So next we got the bunny rabbits.
Yes.
I'd say because
they give you the rabbit's foot, which gives you jumping potions. But I don't really use jumping. And if I really think about how much times I use jumping potions, it's not often. Maybe I'd kill it. I feel bad because of the bunny. But again, this isn't real life animals that we're ranking here. So yeah, I can also
eat them, but the food isn't very good either.
No, it's one of the worst. So I'd say, well, although it's by itself, it's one of the worst. I've been told by people that actually play, that actually use soups, because I'd never make soups in my entire Minecraft career. But if you make a rabbit stew, it apparently gives you like a full, if you're on two, it can bring you back all the way up to full, just on one. So that's cool, I guess. But I think it's the least killable thing in I'd Kill It. But, so maybe in the back, but it just, yeah, I don't know. Or no, back is bad, so put it in front of the baby zombie.
That's right. We got the cats.
The kitty cats, yes.
I hate the freaking creepers. I'm sure Axel would love to have a cat in his house.
So there's actually two different hidden mechanics of the cats, and I'm going to explain them real quick, because I'm going to put it in Love to See It right next to the dog. Because cats, not only, everyone knows they scare away creepers. That's a known mechanic. They also scare away phantoms, which people don't often know. So if you're being bombarded by phantoms, because screw those guys, I can't wait to put those in literally useless, the cats will scare them off and they won't attack you. Another thing is if you have a cat and you sleep outside, during the night they will go fetch you a treat. And the treat can range from a mob loot, it can range from a food item, it can range from like a couple different things. And so those are two different hidden mechanics that a lot of people don't often know about. So not knowing those mechanics, I'd say, and you know, you're average, you're kind of cool, you scare off creepers, that's nice. But because they can scare off phantoms, which screw those guys, and they can also fetch you items during the night, that's, to me, that's love to see it. You know? And they're cats. Who doesn't like a kitty cat?
That's fair. That's fair. I would agree. I love to see them. I always struggle to get them, but
yeah,
that's because I'm bad at the game.
That's because I'm bad at the game.
Next we got the cave spiders. I definitely kill it.
I hate these motherfuckers, dude. Then I can't put them in literally useless because they... Or no, can't wait. Hang on a minute. They don't give you anything different.
They give you string, but that's no different than normal ones.
And they just give you poison. So aren't they the same exact copy? They're just stupider? Because they give you poison?
Yeah, a spider that poisons you. This is a spider that just hurts you.
So I'm almost tempted to put it in literally useless, because if they didn't exist, it wouldn't matter, right?
Yeah, I think so. I would agree. Because there's nothing with them existing that you get other than annoyance or fear of being poisoned.
Yeah, well, and also, every time I've been in a mine shaft, they don't spawn that often. Like, they spawn like one or two. Whereas this right. normal spider is like a normal spider spawn like 3 or 4. So I'd put them in literally useless, but at the front, because they are a bit better than the silverfish and bats, because at least they have some sort of use, but...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
Oh, I know where John's putting this one.
you can definitely how to kill it, for sure. I'd put it above the bunny, because... You do get chicken, and chicken is pretty good.
And you get feathers, which if you don't, which you can use to make arrows and books and stuff like that, I guess. Well, book and quill specifically. So they have a couple uses.
Yeah, I could put them in pretty useful and like not just be the beam if I kill it, because they are really nice at feathers.
Maybe thinking average myself, just because I'm not a relentless murderer of the chickens, but... Because they also give you eggs, which also helps you make cake and pumpkin pie and stuff. So, yeah, I don't know. It's hard to... I'd maybe put it in the back of average. You know, it's not... You know, I don't know. It's like, it's there. I mean, I can't do that, though, because they're more useful than... They're even more useful than the breeze. So maybe I'd put them in front of the breeze, maybe.
Yeah, that's fair.
Oh, we got the meme, John. We got the meme coming up next.
Indeed, we have... The chicken jockey. Calm down, guys. Don't freaking destroy your rooms. It's just a
Listen, it's such a big meme that Minecraft literally added lava the lava chicken disc. So, like, these guys used to be useless, but now they actually drop a super rare music disc. So I almost hate that I have to put them in average, but I do.
Yeah, we'll put them,
They're not as good as chickens. They're not as good as breeze rods, because breeze rods actually give you a weapon. I'd say they're not even as good as illagers, because the illagers can drop emeralds. So I put them right behind illagers.
Yeah, that's fair. We have so many different
Okay, yeah, can we just put all the fish in the same damn spot so we can speed this up a little bit?
Yeah. So I'm going to just talk about fish and then...
Because we got... So we got clownfish, we got salmon, we got cod. Hang on, what else do we got? I'm putting this all on average, by the way, because they're fish. They give you food, I guess. Where did salmon go? Salmon. Why is salmon bigger than everyone else? Salmon, what else do we got? We got... Another clownfish. Okay.
Yeah, there's a couple of repeats on this list. I don't really know why.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're right, because there's another silverfish. And another bee and another dog. Wait, what? What's happening? Is it the whole thing repeating? I think it's the whole thing that's repeating. Wait, have we just learned this? Maybe not.
I think some of them don't repeat. A lot of them seem to.
Yeah, you're right. I don't know why that is. Okay, so here, is there only the three fish types in here then? Oh, no, axolotls are different, though. Oh, there's the tadpole.
Yeah, axolotls.
The tadpole's a fish, too. I guess, so it's just the cod, salmon, I guess. Yeah, okay, so it's clownfish, cod, salmon, and the tadpole. I was just going to put them in the back of average.
That's fair, because they're fish. So you get food out of them, but they're fish.
Yeah.
We got the frogs.
So...
They're cool, right?
These guys give you the frog lights, but it's so painfully annoying to even get those. You have to get a frog to eat a magma cube, meaning you have to get the magma cubes from the nether, bring them even close to a swamp, and then you can get frog lights. Which frog lights are cool and all, but they're so annoying to get. So I wouldn't kill it by any means, but it's just average again. It's not something I really seek out.
Yeah, I agree. Next we got cows.
I think this is our next producer.
It's actually the same thing as chicken. You know, the food, they give you leather, which is pretty good.
Well, so the food is better than chicken. And then also the leather has a lot more uses than feathers do. So that's why I was going to put them in pretty useful. Behind the blaze. The blaze is a bit more useful. But I was going to just put them in pretty useful.
That's a fair point. Because you can get, you know, leather armor if you really wanting that. You can get the bundles. You can get books.
Yep. Which book you need if you want a chance
to. Need that saddle?
You can now, I think. You weren't able to before, but I think you can now.
Yeah, you can get saddles from them. Book. So yeah, they're pretty useful. We got the llamas.
Yeah, there's two different llamas listed here, but one of them is the villager llama guy or whatever, and they're the exact same. So I'm just going to put them together.
Yeah.
They give you leather, I guess.
Average,
I guess.
Average above the turtle?
Above the turtle, yeah. Yeah, I put them above the turtle. Because they also spit at you. So they're also kind of... They're not hostile, they're just neutral.
Right. We got the creeper. They're pretty useful. You don't get gunpowder out of them.
They do. I know and luckily Axel's not here to say that he'd literally kill it, but... Yeah, I think... Honestly, just because I hate to do it. I think it goes in pretty useful, because gunpowder is not just TNT. Yes, TNT is very useful. There's a couple of different recipes that gunpowder requires. And most of those recipes are pretty useful. Fireworks, yep. It wasn't the one I was thinking of. There's another one I'm thinking of. It's one of the more recent updates. They added something that gunpowder uses. But either way, I think they're pretty useful. I think they're less useful than the cow still, because they only drop gunpowder, whereas the cow drops food and leather.
That's true. We got dolphins.
I love to see dolphins.
They don't really do much.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. So, dolphins do a couple different things. So, dolphins, number one, on their own, if you're swimming in water, which I often find myself doing, and you're in the ocean, they give you like a 150% speed boost in the water. So, you're zooming. It's almost as fast as just like boating normally. And in a boat, you can't tow like an animal. Then usually I'm towing an animal, so I just swim. And it gives we both be zooming. And anytime, and it's a super big radius where they give it to you without the dolphin. I think it's called Dolphin's Grace is the actual effect. And then another thing they do is if you feed them a raw fish, they will lead you to buried treasure, which I think is golden as well. So I think I love to personally see them. I put them in front of the Evoker because he's only in here because of totems. His face is ugly, so. I still think the bees and everything else is a bit better, though. So I put them right next to bees.
I guess you've made a compelling argument. I don't find myself swimming all that much, so that's why I was like, yeah.
Well, John, we're not all hole diggers.
Yeah. I just take to dry land where I can dig. We've got next the drowned.
Yeah. The only thing these guys have going for them is that they can sometimes have tridents, and that's the only way to get a trident.
Yeah, sometimes have tridents, sometimes there's gold.
Well, yeah, but normals are... Oh, yeah, no, you're right. They can drop gold. I forgot about that. And then husks can drop copper, can't they? They can all drop, like, different ores. I think it's a cool feature, because zombies are supposedly dead players, or dead people, so they would have stuff on them, I would feel like. I mean, again, right. It's not your main source of gold, like... So I'm not going to think about that too much, but the fact that they can have tridents, I think, puts them at the very beginning of average because they can give you a weapon, you know? And tridents pretty good. If you're able to get one, they can be pretty good, especially if you enchant them with channeling or the other one, impaling, I think.
Yeah, channeling to get explosive creepers, or not explosive creepers, always explosive, charged creepers.
Yeah, which those are required to get heads if you want, like, the mob heads or whatever.
Yeah, I agree. Average, but just barely. Next we got the Guardians. They're Guardians.
I don't think they drop anything. I mean, here's the thing. I don't honestly go after these guys, because I freaking hate I hate the Ocean Monuments. They suck booty cheeks. The only resource you get on them is sponges, and I could do without them. If I need to clear out a bunch of water, I just do it myself. I don't feel like going and risking my life, because the Guardians, honestly, are the one thing that might kill you with a totem, besides the Void, because these guys freaking deal bajillion damage, and you're underwater, so unless you bring water-breathing potions with you, or on Java, you can bring doors, which Java Ocean Monuments are way easier than Bedrock Ocean Monuments. But even if you do kill them, I don't think they drop anything. The Guardians drop something, I think, but I don't think the Guardian does. Or the...
I don't think they drop anything.
So I put them literally useless because they give you the mining fatigue, which sucks booty. So yeah, I mean they do something. So I think it goes above the bat, but other than that, I think it's literally useless.
Next we got the Ender Dragon. It's a really cool boss fight.
It is. They also give you a bajillion experience. I think you can go from like 0 to 60 something. If you're the only one getting it. If you're playing multiplayer, then it's different. But single, like, that's how much experience they drop. They also give you the... Actually, I'm persuading myself to put it in Love to See It, because they gave you the Dragon's Breath, which is really useful. They also are the only... In order to unlock the end cities, I guess you don't have to beat them, but you have to be near... You have to get to the end, which is where this guy is. Mm-hmm. Or no, that's a sort of a lie, because the only way to get to the end cities normally is to kill this guy, or you can glitch the game out, but that's not a fun way of doing it. So I almost say Love to See It, but in the very back, like, it just barely gets in that category for me, because it's a really fun boss fight. You can also respawn it to kind of keep farming the experience and keep playing it, and also they gave you Dragon's Breath, which is really cool. So yeah.
Yeah, that's valid. I think that's a good placement for them. What we got next is Enderman. I'd say they're kind of like Blazers. They're pretty useful.
Yeah.
Because they drop the Ender Pearls.
Yep. I'd say almost a little bit ahead of Blazers, just because the Ender Pearls you can also use by just using them to get to places faster. Go to any speedrunner, and this is the thing they're after all the time. They don't, sometimes, depending on the speedrun, they don't go after Enderman specifically. They'll go to Piglins. But Enderman still is like the normal way to get them. And I also quite enjoy killing these guys, because it's almost like a mini boss fight, because they can teleport around and you never know when they're going to come at you. I remember when I first played Minecraft, I was terrified of these guys, because I read those, you know, those four book that came with the Xbox 360 edition, and it was like the combat one, the redstone one, the building one, whatever. In the fighting one, it told you, oh, be careful of Endermen, but if you back against the wall, they can't come behind you. And I was like, oh, no, that's terrifying. What is this, a horror game? And they still make horrendous noises to this day. They're not really scary anymore, unless you have like a mod pack on that makes them more scary. Yeah, I put them in pretty useful, honestly.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. We got the Endermites. I don't think I've ever seen an Endermite.
Yeah, so...
They spawn when you break a pearl.
No, well, I wouldn't call it breaking a pearl. They have like a point something percent chance of after using a pearl you'll spawn one. Now I have seen them, but like I encounter one every year. Basically, that's how rare they are. Now, the only thing I can give them, and I don't even do this. The only thing I can give them is Enderman farms. Endermen hate these guys, so that's the only way to get Endermen to a specific point without having to hurt them or look at them. But I still think that, like, as someone who doesn't do that, I think it's useless. I think it's literally useless. I think right next to Silverfish, right next to their counterpart, I think it's the exact same.
I agree. Because, like, I don't use the farms, and it would be a pain to set up the farm because it's so rare.
Yeah.
So...
And you have to do it in the end, and I've seen people die in their hardcore world trying to set one up. So it's so sad.
So we got foxes. I mean, they're pretty cool. Do they scare off things like the cats, or are they just...
I think they... I don't know if I'm making this up. I think they scare off the warden, but when would you have that situation happen?
Right.
Something scares the warden, but I forget. I can't remember if it's these guys or if it's something else. But I think they do scare off something. It's not creepers, obviously, because cats do that. I don't think it's skeletons. That doesn't make sense. I forget what it is. Yeah, I forget what it is, because I feel like the warden can't be right, because, like, where would you ever encounter that unless you bring one down there?
Right.
I do know you
can... In which case, like, why would you do that?
I do know you can give them something. They'll hold it in their mouth or something. Like, they either... It's like a storage kind of thing or something? I don't know. I love... They're adorable. Don't get me wrong.
They are cute.
I wouldn't kill it, but I'd put it in average, personally.
Yeah, we'll put it with the turtle, I say.
Yeah, that's probably a good spot.
Let's see. We got gas. they're pretty useful. Tears? Pretty useful.
So, also, another mechanic you might also forget is if you get trapped in the nether, if you have a portal that you've already built, these guys, and you don't have flint and steel, these guys are literally your only way of lighting the portal again. Because their fireball, if landing perfectly on the obsidian, which sometimes is hard to do, but if you manage to do it, it will actually relight the portal for you. And I've actually been saved by a ghast before, so I put in a pretty useful one. So I think maybe behind the cow, because they're not, you don't need them to finish the game like you do the blaze and the Enderman. The cows, I think the cows also give you meat, whereas the ghast doesn't. But yeah, the tears are useful. You can also, like, ping-pong them, the fireballs back and forth. And I think there's a required achievement where you need to bring them to the overworld and then murder them, which I think is kind of screwed up, but whatever. So, and, oh, I guess this is... Oh, you know what's a mob that's not going to be here? Is the happy guest, probably. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't see them.
So if the happy guys was here, that'd be
a second guest, but I think that's true.
That's another one. Because the happy guys are smiling, whereas these guys are just kind of blasé. But happy guys, I put in love to see it, because you can literally ride those guys, and you can, from what I've seen, is you have one person mounted on them, but they act as like a block, so you can have your friends just ride on top without even have to ride on them. It's so sick, and I can't wait to get one in our SMP world. So... But they're not here, unfortunately. So yeah, normal gas just gets pretty useful right in front of right behind the cow there.
That's fair. That's fair. I think I have a feeling where you gotta set this next one, the glow squid.
Purely because I despise Dream, literally useless. I don't care that they drop glow things. I could live my life without them. I don't care. You're more useless than the bat, even. I hate your guts. You're ugly. You shouldn't have won the mob vote, and I hate you.
Alright, well. Yeah, this guy got literally useless. I mean, I don't hate them with a passion like you do, but I also don't really care about them. So,
and also, a lot of the times I see these stupid things, they're dying by themselves. I don't even need to kill them because they're dying by themselves. So, Screw these guys. Hate them. I saw Aldrich Roy won. End of story.
Mm-hmm. Next, we got a goat. I don't think I've even seen a goat before.
I've seen them plenty of times. I've never seen them do anything. Apparently, they have a random chance to ram you off the cliff. I've never seen that happen.
They have a chance to be psychopathic. And
yeah, no, they absolutely do. It's hilarious. And I've seen them do it to animals, but I've never seen them do it to me. So, because there's one time I saw there was a sheep on the mountain, and the goat came out of nowhere, rammed it off, and there it went. My render distance was low enough, and I just see it blip out of existence. It was really funny. So it's a cool idea, but I think their chance of doing it is too low. I mean, if it was too high, like scaling mountains would be a nightmare, because then they'd just be like, oh, I want you to die specifically, and then they come at you. I'd put them in average, but I think they're in front of the llamas, because at least they do something else. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's fair. Next, we have the Elder Guardian, which it's gotta use.
No. So these are the normal guardians. The Elder Guardian is what we ranked before.
Did the normal guardians? They dropped those crystals, right?
I think they dropped the crystals, yeah. Which is cool, I guess. I mean, I'll put them in, I'd kill it. They're better than everything in I'd Kill It so far, so I'd put it in the front, but...
Yeah, that's fair.
I love these next guys.
Yeah. We got the Hoglin.
So the reason I love them is because this is your only food source in the Nether. And as someone who's... I don't speedrun Minecraft often, honestly. But when I do, I honestly say screw you to all the overworld mobs and go strictly, like, go right from the Nether to trade with the piglins. And these guys are your only source of food in the Nether. And so I oftentimes will kill these guys. So I kill them, but they're pretty useful to me. Because they're your only food source in the Nether. They also will attack the piglins. So they're not on your team by any means, but they will attack your also enemies, right? And I think they're one of the cooler mobs that they've added in the Nether update. So I'd say pretty useful. At the back, because creepers are
pretty
useful. But yeah, pretty useful, I think, is where they go.
Mm-hmm. For sure. We just gotta get to these, the Shulk, not the Shulker, the freaking Husks guys. They're in my opinion.
What did you say, average?
Yeah, probably be high.
Have we ranked the normal zombie yet? Oh, I guess we haven't.
No. Yeah,
they give you hunger, which is whatever. I don't really get it too often because you'd have to lose to these guys, which I never do because I'm just a god gamer. I guess, yeah, average in the back, I guess. I don't know. I don't really care where these guys go. I don't really encounter them that often.
Yeah, I see them a lot because there's Nihils in the desert, but they're just there.
That's true.
We got the Iron Golem. I'd say I'd love to see it.
I love to see it for both the murder reason and the protective reason. Whichever way you play the game, I think you love to see it. Because when you speedrun the game and you see one of these guys, you're like, oh, that's how I get my iron. This is going to be a great run. Or if you're playing normally and not spreading the game, it's nice to have one of these guys built and patrolling your town, and then it can protect him from mob and stuff. So, yeah, I've seen this guy 1v1 a ward, and while they do lose because the warden just has an ungodly amount of HP, they put up a good fight. So I'd love to see it. Maybe they don't fetch you items like the cat does. So maybe right behind the cat. Maybe.
That's fair. I'm not gonna rank C as a bunny.
Well, that's a killer bunny.
Just, it doesn't do anything, right? It's just
it murders
you. Eyes.
It kills you.
Oh, does it?
It wants you dead. Yeah.
I thought that was made up.
Nope, it's not.
That was one of those online things you hear, you know?
Nope. So it's a mob you have to kind of spawn in yourself. They're not naturally occurring, but they do try to murder your face. I think they're just whatever. I'd kill it. Just put it behind the weird mushroom skeleton is.
Yeah, sir. That's where they go. We got the axolotl. Do they do anything other than look cute?
Yeah, I mean, sort of. So these guys will attack the guardians for you. And if you have, like, an army of them, they literally cannot die because they kind of heal each other. So if you have, like, 15 of these guys and you storm an ocean monument, you will win. I still think the Elder Guardian's stupid. But these guys, they will defend you, and they can like regen themselves, so they never die really, which is pretty awesome. I'd say pretty useful, but at the very back. I would never use them for their intended purpose, but you do have to keep that in mind that they can do that.
That's fair. Oh, we got the magma cubes. I'd kill it. I hate these
I'd
guys.
kill it.
Every
yeah.
time I go to another, he's pissing me off.
Yeah, I hate these guys in the back. I hate these guys so much. You're lucky you dropped something. Otherwise, you'd be literally useless.
Yeah. These things, I don't even remember what they're called.
Sniffers.
Little dinosaur guys.
Dinosaur. So these guys are they're sniffers, and the only thing these guys do is they give you flowers that you can't get otherwise. That's literally it. I wouldn't kill it, but you're average in the back.
Yeah. I don't really care what it goes on average. We got donkeys.
Couldn't care less. I think donkeys are the ones you can slap a chest on too, so you can have some storage, but I never use it. So, like, average again, man.
Yeah. I agree. Put it in front of the turtle, I guess.
Yeah, that's fine. These nice guys can die in a fire where they deserve to be.
Yeah, Vex is literally useless. They don't give you anything, and they piss me off.
And they go through walls. It's so bullshit.
And they go through walls. Yeah, so it's so dumb.
Hate them.
Yeah, ocelots don't turn into cats anymore.
I'm so sorry, ocelot. You used to be goated, but now you're just literally... They don't do anything. They don't drop anything. They don't do anything. They run from you. They do nothing. You're not as bad as the glow squid. You're not as bad as the Vex, but you're right next to Bat because you don't do anything, man.
Yeah, I'd agree. Pandas, they're cute.
They give you snot ball or slime balls because they have, if a sick panda has, if you're near a sick panda, they have like a 2% chance to drop a slime ball. But again, that's not your main source of slime balls, so they're going average, man. It's just like, they're cute, but this isn't a cute tier list. Otherwise, the Ender Drag would not be in the top tier.
Is only Ender Drags aren't cute?
No. Nor is the nor the Squidward of Ochre that's in there too.
Yeah, we have the Phantoms. Pretty useless.
I really wish I could put you in Lily. I don't know, because the Phantom Membranes make you get slow falling, which is goated for the Ender Dragon fight. I think you're still going in the back if I kill it though. I'd kill you on site any day of the week. Meet me in any alleyway, I don't care. I'd murder you on site.
We got pigs. I'd put them in front of the chickens because they savage, but you can ride them, I guess, if you feel like it.
Well, I put them right next to the cow just based on the fact that the pork is way better than the chicken meat.
Oh, yeah, I guess so. Put them behind the cow because the cow gives you a lot more.
Yeah, well, the cow gives you leather, whereas the pigs don't.
Yeah, pigs just give you food. All right, we got the piglin.
These guys, they're pretty useful, because you can befriend them just simply by wearing gold, and also you can be best buds by giving them gold, and they can give you something else. You can barter with them. So yeah, piglins. Yeah. I think they're better than Gast. They're better than, I almost think right next to the Blaze. You think? No, because they can give you much more items than both these guys. So I think they should be right in front of them, pretty useful. Because I've literally again been saved by one of my worlds. I got trapped in the Nether and got lost. I never found my original portal, but I did mine a bunch of gold. And so I just bartered with piglins for like an hour or two, and I eventually got both the all the obsidian. I got the iron, and then I managed to find some gravel for the flint. And so I was able to make a flint and steel in the obsidian, so I was able to get out of there. And so these guys have literally saved me before, so I think they should go pretty useful.
It's fair. It's fair. We got the other type of piglin.
These are the brutes.
The brutes.
These guys you cannot befriend. They will kill you on sight. And in full netherite, these guys kill you in 3 hits.
That's stupid.
So these guys are kind of annoying. I'd kill it, personally. I'd say maybe right next to the baby hogman looking dude, I guess.
Yeah. That's fair. We got baby villager. They're literally useless. They are children, and they... Can't change.
Well, I was going to say, because there's an adult version, we have to put this guy in literally useless. I'm so sorry. He's adorable, but they don't do anything.
We'll put him on the top of literally useless.
Yeah, the only thing that you can even say for these guys is when near a iron golem, the iron golem will give it a rose to them and you can pick up the rose. But who cares? That's such a useless thing. So, yeah, we'll put them in the top of little users, but they are little users.
We got the villager now. They're pretty useful because you can train
them. I'd love to see it because literally, because there's no, I don't think there's other villager types in here. If there was, then it'd be a little bit different. But there's just in general villager. I'd say love to see it. I'd say I'd love to see him more than the golem, but not as much as the cat and dog. Because you can trade, depending on the villager, you can trade whatever you want. And obviously, librarian's the best, but you can still trade for other things. If you have a certain system set up, you can get like infinite emeralds. It's just great. So I love to see him.
Mm-hmm. Yep. We got the zombie villager.
I'd put him just next to the other zombie villager. I'd put him right next to the other one.
Yes. I guess like you could cure them and then you get a villager, but you don't even get the bonus anymore, apparently. So, like, who even cares?
Yeah.
Polar bears.
I very rarely encounter these guys.
They'll kill you if you go near their babies.
Which is realistic.
They'll do nothing.
They drop salmon, but again, just get salmon yourself. Like, that's...
Yeah, just kill a salmon. It's not that hard.
Yeah, I'd put them in literally useless, maybe right next to Ocelot, because they equally do nothing.
Yeah, that's fair. Pufferfish, you can make poison potions, right?
Yep, I'd put it in average above the other fish, but not... Maybe in front of the Allay. I don't know. It's just whatever.
Yeah, there's only a like variant fish that I'm like, that's a fair somewhere else, because they are different.
Yeah.
But they're not different. And they, you can't eat them.
I mean, you could. You just get poisoned.
Right. You got Ravager? Isn't that what they call
it? Ravager, yep. I'd kill it.
They drop a saddle.
Yeah, but now that you can craft them, and also you can get saddles from any, think of any structure in Minecraft, you can find a saddle there. Like, they're so common now.
Yeah.
In our SMP server, I think I literally have a chest full of saddles. And I have a llama, or not llamas don't use saddles, but I have a horse farm that they, all of them already have saddles on them. So that's really saying something. So, I'd kill them. Yeah. I don't hate them as much as, like, the magma cube. So maybe put them in front of the magma cube.
Yeah, that's fair. And then we have the Ravager Jockey. I don't know if that's what they're called, but he's got
it's the one with the guys
evoker on his back.
Well, it's not the evoker, it's usually just a normal illager, because they have a crossbow.
Yeah.
Well, it should be. The picture...
I know they can... I normally see them with the evoker. But...
Really? Oh, I've never... Oh, wait, okay, maybe that's... Is that a Java thing, then? Because in Bedrock, I've only ever seen a illager on top of one of these guys. I mean, either way, it's the same. It's a carbon copy, just with a dude on top of them. That's all they really are.
Right.
So I'd say just I put them in front because they're a bit more useful. Because when you kill the guy on top, they give you stuff. But
we got mushrooms. I put them right next to the cow, really.
I'd almost put them in front just because apparently there's a way to get infinite mushroom soup and with these guys. Because right. If you milk them, if you milk them with a bowl, you get mushroom stew, which is very strange.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know how that works,
I don't know if I want to figure and find that out. I don't think I need to know. That's one of the things in the universe you don't need to know.
Mm-hmm. Next we got camel. Do they give you anything?
I feel like I've killed them before and they give you nothing. So, you can ride them. One of the things is you can ride them and you can have two people ride them, whereas a horse you can only have one. And mobs that are only two blocks tall cannot reach you. So zombies, zombies or skeletons can still shoot you. But zombies, any zombies can't get you... And then, like, spiders can, like, any of those types of mobs, Enderman still can. And then anything that can fire at you still can. So. They're fine. I don't
maybe
honestly
them
use them.
The donkey?
Where's the donkey?
An average by the turtle.
Oh, yeah. Sure, why not?
I'm just going to skip over the donkey with a chest, because that's no different than normal donkeys.
Yeah, I didn't even realize that was there, so let's,
We got skeleton horses. They look really cool.
They do. I think they...
They act just like horses.
I think there's something else they do. But I forget what that is. They don't drop anything differently. But I think there's something they do differently. I think they're like one of the better horses to have. I think that's why they're different.
So maybe like higher average?
And also, I think it's freaking terrifying when you're just randomly walking. You can be in broad daylight and four of these guys spawn with the skeletons on top of them. And I'm like, oh my god, I'm being assaulted! So,
all right. It was lightning too, in like a middle of the day, no thunderstorm or anything.
Yep.
It's like, so, what the hell's going on?
And obviously, I don't think there's the jockey ones, which these are basically. Oh no, there is the later. Okay, so the normal ones, I think, fine, average, whatever. Maybe behind the sniffer because they don't do anything just like the sniffer does.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. Then we got the shulkers. I think love to see them because the shulker boxes are so useful.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Yep. Put them somewhere.
I'd put them maybe behind the villager. Is what I was thinking.
That's fair. That's fair. Just a normal skeleton.
Where was your other variant? Yeah, just right next to the other variant. This is worst because it doesn't probably give you anything.
Then we got the skeleton horse jockey.
Yeah. I think they... Skeleton horse, I think, is what they're just called anyway in, like, dungeons, so... I don't know what their actual name is. I would say... They're not useful, so I can't put them in useful, but I'd put them at, like, the top of average because they're so fun to run into. And they're so rare to run into, too. So when you run into them, you're like, oh my god, I'm dying! Like, oh my god!
Yeah. One time I walked out of my house, I opened the front door, stepped onto my porch, and then they spawned. I'm like, oh, what's going on here?
That's hilarious. Did you ever...
Can't even
leave
my house.
Did you play offline or were you recording that? Because I want to see the recording.
Yeah, this was a long time before I started streaming.
Damn it! I want to see that so bad. I want to see John walk out of his house and bam, spawns four of these guys. Oh, that'd be so funny. Yeah.
All right, we got the slimes. They're average, I'd say.
I'm trying to think if they do more than the axolotl, though, because they give you slime balls, which gives you slime blocks and sticky pistons, which are used in a lot of redstone contraptions. Like, almost every redstone contraption requires one of those two things. As someone who uses the bare bones of redstone, like, I know a couple tricks here and there. Like, in the SMP, for example, my armory uses a redstone door. But besides, like, redstone doors and maybe certain, like, TNT things, I don't use redstone all that much. So, objectively, I would say they're pretty useful. I think for the community, we got to put it in pretty useful just because a lot of people use more redstone than I do. So I'd put them in front of the axolotl just because they drop something, whereas axolotls just help you defend. They don't really do anything else. But they're not as good as, like, the hoglins or the creepers or grass or whatever.
We've got a snow golem.
Yes.
They're not incredibly useful. They do throw snowballs at enemies.
Well, apparently you can make, like, if you spawn, like, five of these guys in, like, a one-block thing, you can create, like, an archer tower thing from, like, balloons tower defense, apparently, because they just shoot so rapidly. But that's a very niche scenario. So I'd put him in average. I mean, they do defend you, though. I guess they should go behind the axolotl because they also defend you. I feel like it'd be kind of a disservice to put them in average.
Mm-hmm. Alright, we got the normal spider.
Where's the other one?
The other one's literally useless because give you nothing more than a normal spider would give you.
I'd kill it. It just gives you string. Yeah. It gives you string and spider eyes. Spider eyes, I guess, are useful. String is okay. You can get string from other sources, but I'd kill it and I'd maybe put it in front of the bunny because it's not the worst thing in here.
Yeah. The normal bunny?
Oh, yeah, yeah, the normal bunny. Like, in front of the zombie variant and stuff.
Yeah. The spider jockey.
I do love finding these guys. They're not as rare as they used to be in the older version of the game, but I do love coming across the guys. I'm like, ooh, a spider jockey, I get that, but it's an actual battle, because, I mean, if you're in full netherite, you're still going to demolish them, but I still find them fun to battle, because it's like, ooh, who am I going to kill first, the spider or the skeleton? So, I'd put him in...
behind the skeleton jockey guy.
Oh, really? Want to put him that high? I mean, yeah, I can see it. I was going to think of, like, putting him maybe behind the chicken or something. But it's around that same area.
Put him behind the chicken. We got normal squid. I mean, I'm not even a fan of normal squids either.
I was going to say I'd kill it because they're there, and they do drop ink sacs, and I do use ink sacs for a good amount of things. I use it for black dye. I think that's the only way you can get black dye, actually. And black dye, I mean, you're not going to...
Yeah. I think technically you can get it from a wither res, but who's using a wither?
Who's getting those on the regular, right? So black, if you're using black dye a lot, which I find myself doing, squids are like your main source of that, and you need it for book and quills, and something else for rising sex. So they're not pretty useful. They're kind of useful. So I put them in average, maybe above the turtle again.
Yeah, the turtle's like the most average.
Yeah, that's why we keep going back to it, I think.
And we got the, what are these guys called? The skeletons
strays,
that slow you down?
I think.
Strays.
So yeah, they're the...
I put them next to the other brigades.
Exactly, yeah, I was going to put them there. I put them in just in front because I know they do something, whereas the poison one I'm not sure is a thing, but it could be.
Mm.
They're also kind of annoying because whenever I'm in like a snowy area, you're dealing with the powdered snow garbage anyway, and I hate dealing with these guys, so I'd put them right there too, so...
Mm-hmm. We got a zombie piglin riding a strider.
I didn't even realize this was a thing until I saw this. So, here's the thing. I'd say useless just because you can't, once you kill it, you can't ride the strider. And then also, piglins are useless anyway. Right. Or, sorry, not piglins, zombified piglins.
There's
because
no real points to them.
Yeah, they just kind of exist. Because, I mean, if you hit one of them, they still have the mechanic of they all come after you. But because of the normal piglins now, they're not as frequent. So I'd say pretty literally useless, personally.
Yeah, I put him behind the ocelot. Because ocelot, like, anything ocelot onward is, like, cool or interesting in some way.
Yeah.
But they're pretty useless. Let's see, what are these guys called?
The pillagers?
Pillagers with the axes. I didn't know if they had a special name.
No, because the bow guys are illagers, and then these guys are pillagers, and then ravagers are the beast guys. Okay. Pillager I was just going to put right in front of the illager, just because they have a better chance of spawning better items, and that's about it. So.
Yeah, that's fair.
I know where I think I might put this next one. Based on the SMP server we have, I think I know where I'd put this next one.
Oh, yes. He's definitely, I'm going to kill it.
Well, what is he, John? You didn't say it to the viewers yet.
I'd say he's going to, I'd kill it.
Well, I know, but...
Yes, dog shit trades. It's the wandering trader.
Wandering trader, yep.
He is tailless trades. He doesn't, give you anything that's worth an emerald.
Yeah.
And he leads out of it, so he kill
him. I'd put him in front just because the reason I kill him specifically is because I get the leads from him, and that's about it. Right. And I put him in the front if I kill it only because there's a very, very rare chance he'll have something I'll buy from him. Like, he sometimes has packed ice, which I buy because I don't feel like going out to get that. And then, depending on the world I have, maybe if I can't find a specific biome, like, the cherry biomes are very hard to find sometimes, and he can sell the cherry trees, and then you can just have infinite cherries, tree stuff, so. Very rarely, I'll need them, but usually I'd murder them on site, so.
Yeah. Next, we got the horse. I'd probably put him next to the skeleton horse, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, they also drown in water, which is so annoying, so I really don't use them all that much. So,
yeah, they're useless when you try to get across water with them. Next, we got sheep.
I was gonna.
You do need them for a bed, or I mean, you don't need them. You can get string beds, but
yeah, but no one's doing that.
You pretty much.
I think. Well, not only that, but wool is also used for the warden because the warden stuff does not detect wool, and so I'd say they're pretty useful. I'd say behind the pig because their food is worse than the pig, but they still have the wool thing going for them, so.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. Next, we got a witch. I hate these guys. But they're not useless because you can get some potions in rare occasions. You can murder the face.
I was going to say, they give you instant health potions, which is really cool. They also give you redstone. They can give you the bottles. They can give you gunpowder. They can actually drop a lot of stuff. And when you have, like, netherite, I don't really think I get hit by these guys that often. So if you're just good at the game, you never really have to deal with these guys too much. I'd put him in...
Yeah, it's just a poison that's annoying. Really.
Yeah, I'd put him in average, maybe, like, above the drowned.
Mm, That's fair.
Because they're just barely not in pretty useful, I think, is where that's how I'm judging that.
We got the Wither.
So, hot take.
Alright.
Hot take. Literally useless. The reason being is because this extremely unnecessarily hard boss fight, all he drops is the Nether Star, which allows you to make a beacon, which is one of the most mediocre things in Minecraft, because it gives you a buff that's like barely there. And if you go outside of its like 30 block radius, bye bye to your status effect. It's like so overblown. Right. I never go after these guys. And they're not easy to make either, because you need the three heads, which are a rare by themselves. I'm putting them in maybe the top of Lily Useless, because they do drop the Nether Star, and you can, like I said, you can make the claim that the beacon's important, but outside of the beacon looking cool, the stats are so garbage.
Yeah. The beacon, the only use I can think of is for my hole, because you can get haste.
But just drink. That's it. Yeah.
So yeah, I can see your point. I'll put them in Lily Useless just because, I've fought them a handful of times, and I don't like them. Yeah. That much. So I feel like they should give you a bunch of experience as well.
They should.
They are really
tough. And on Bedrock, they're 10 times harder because they halfway through the fight, you can't shoot them anymore, and they fly. So, it's just, I hate them.
Right. We got the Wither Skeletons.
Well, based on what I just said about not caring about the Wither. I'd put them, they're not as bad as the Wither, because at least they can drop bones, they can drop their swords, actually, so I don't know why you'd ever pick up a stone sword, but they drop them. And they do give you, I think they give you more experience than the Wither does, so they're not useful by any means. I'd put them in maybe average, we're stacking average here, but I'd put them,
yeah.
I like fighting the Breeze more, I like fighting the Illagers more, maybe in front of the Chicken Jockey, I guess, I don't know.
We got the zombified
Hoglin.
I don't think I've ever seen these guys.
These guys don't drop jack shit, so literally useless. These guys don't drop the pork chops. And also, I'm pretty sure these guys don't attack the piglins because they're already dead. They're zombified or something. So I think they're just neutral like the other piglins are, because the piglins don't attack the zombified piglins. So I think it's the same way. So I think they're literally useless.
Right.
You're cooler looking than the glow squid, because screw that guy. So I'd say maybe in front of the bat, you're about the same as the polar bear.
That's fair. We got the zombie horse. I don't think I've ever seen one of these guys.
Well, you've never seen one because you have to spawn them in creative or via commands, but they're actually releasing them in the new update soon. So they're actually going to be a mob. Mm-hmm. I forgot there is a special attribute that's coming with them, but I forgot what that is. I'd have to watch the Minecon again. The new zombie variant, is it a skeleton that's riding? No, it's the new, desert skeleton is going to be riding these guys. But I think once you tame a zombie, I think if you ride one, they won't attack you or something. I forgot what mechanic they had that came with them. They're pretty, I almost think they're better than the skeleton horse by themselves. They're not as good as the skeleton jockey guys. So I'd put them in front, right in front of so it's behind the sniffer, but it's right in front of the normal skeleton. Cause I think they do objectively look cooler.
Next we got a bunch of repeats. Do we talk about zombie piglins?
I don't think we have zombie piglins, no.
They're pretty useless.
Yeah.
If you don't bother them, they won't bother you, and then they just don't give you anything.
I don't even really kill it. Like, I can't even put in I'd kill it, because I don't really interact with these guys.
Right.
You can't trade with them. They only drop their swords sometimes, and some obviously experience. I'd put it in.
And also, it's a gold sword, so like, who even cares about that?
Yeah, exactly. So I'd put it maybe, I like him more than, I see him more than Endermites. I see him more than Silverfish. And I think this, they're better than the spiders, but I think they're right behind the baby villager, maybe?
We got the warden.
The warden, dude. This guy is cracked. So, you know how I said the brutes kill you with three shots on that full netherite?
It's like one or two. Dude.
This guy's two. If you get two-shotted, you're donezo. Goodbye, hardcore. If you're playing in hardcore. I can't say is useful because he doesn't drop it. He drops a catalyst, which you can farm anyway. So I'd say average. If this was like a cool thing, he'd be in the top tier because he is the objectively one of the coolest mobs. But and he's almost like a boss. He doesn't have a health bar like the Ender Dragon or the guy the Wither does. But he, honestly, he should be a boss because he has like a bajillion health. And he has a multiple different attack pattern. So I'm surprised they didn't make him like a mini boss type thing. I'd put him, I think, where's the Breeze at? I think he's a better boss than the Breezes. So I'd put him in front of the Breeze, maybe.
Okay.
And also, he's terrifying.
I was thinking literally useless because he doesn't give you anything. It's like all that work for nothing.
Well, he's not literally useless because if he was literally useless, you could just wander the deep dark without a problem. But because he is a problem,
yeah, that's true.
And if you don't use your wool to not activate him, he comes out of the ground like a freaking demonic creature. And he comes after your booty cheeks. So that's why I put him in this alive.
That's fair. You got the Strider.
You can saddle him and ride him across lava, but I never do that. So they're not literally useless, but they're... I wouldn't kill it, though.
It's like bottom of average, maybe?
I guess. Because like, they're not literally useless because you can put saddle on them and ride across lava. That is useful for people that would want to do that. And I wouldn't kill it. So I guess just... bottom of average.
Okay. We've got... there's a lot of repeats on the list.
Yeah, I don't know why there's so many repeats. Actually, are these all repeats? I think these are all repeats, man.
Have we talked about the normal zombie?
I guess we haven't. Because I have the baby zombie variants. So yeah, we haven't talked about the normal zombie. All right.
Yeah, the normal zombies, they're...
I'd put them in front of the baby
probably
zombie.
Behind Zombie Villager, I'd say.
Oh, behind, you think?
Zombie Villagers, you can cure him and get a villager.
I mean, I guess. Yeah, whatever. I mean, I was going to say the Zombie Villagers, I don't think drop the iron, but...
And I think that's everything.
I think that's everything. I think a lot of because we still have like 50 things on the list, but they're all repeats of what we've already done, which is a lot strange. I don't know why that they did that that way. Let's see. I'm just gonna scope. I'm not gonna say the list, the tier list just yet, because you can do that at the end. But I'm just gonna comb through to see if I can see anything missing. That's obviously not in the newest update because there's no Copper Golems here. There's no Happy Guest. I mean, there's no different types of villagers, but who cares? All the villagers are kind of goated, besides maybe the fisherman guy, but yeah, they even got the Vex in here, but screw that guy. I think that's everything. I'm pretty sure that's everything. I'm trying to think if even the tier list person missed anything, but I don't think so. I think this is all the ones that were in the game as of 7/15/2024, so.
Yes. Let's see. So, some of these tiers, I just kind of threw them in there. I didn't order them because, like, the average is so average, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, if this is different than Eden's list, it doesn't super matter. But in Love to See It, you got Doggo, Casso, Villager, Shulker, Iron Golem, Bee, Dolphin, Evoker, and Ender Dragon. In Pretty Useful, we got the Piglin, the Enderman, the Blaze, the Mushroom, the Cow, Pig, Sheep, Ghast, the Creeper, the Hoglin, the Slime, the Axolotl, and the Snow Golem. In average, the thickest tier, we have the Skeleton riding a Skeleton Horse. We have the Witch, Drowned, Chicken, Spider, Jockey, Warden, Breeze, the Pillager and Illagers, the Wither Skeleton, the Chicken Jockey, the Goat, the Llamas, Camel, Donkey, Squid, Turtle, Fox, Panda, armadillo, frog, parrot, the wisp, the jellyfish, all the fishes.
Yeah.
The husk, the sniffer, zombie horse, skeleton horse, horse, strider. And then in I'd Kill It, we got the wandering trader, the elder guardian, the spider, the bunny, zombie villager, baby zombie villager. We got the shade guy.
Illusioner.
The mushroom. Illusioner?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Illusioner. And then we got the shade guy, the mushroom skeleton, then the skeleton, the murderous rabbit, the baby piglin riding a huglin, the brute piglin, the evoker ravager guy, or not necessarily the pillager ravager, the gnome ravager, the magna cube, and then the phantom. And then in Lilliesis, we got the wither, baby villager, the zombified piglin, cave spider. I said elder guardian earlier, but I meant guardian. And we have the elder guardian, and then we have the polar bear, zombified hoglin, bat, ocelot, piglin riding a strider, glow squid, vex, endermite, and the silverfish.
Yep.
That's a pretty extensive list, I'd say.
Yeah, I think it's one of the bigger trailers we've done, so. But surprisingly, we didn't do too bad of time, actually, so not awful. But also the only mobs missing that I realized, I mean, I'm glad they didn't do this, because, oh my god, there's a bunch of different types of fish as well. But if they had done that, I might have just quit right then and there.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. But, you're the winner. Congrats. Whee!
How many points did I get?
One.
I was hoping you'd say, negative
That's
three.
That's a lot of points. Negative three. Luckily, Jeff, he's so stupid. He said that the doggo should be an I Kill It, and so I had to take away Billy Point.
Well, he also said he loves the Phantoms, and I'm like, you're I didn't want to say it, but I'm like, he should have lost 15 million points for that. You know?
Yeah, I get that. I thought about that too. So
yeah. But speaking of the tier list, let us know what you guys think. Do you agree? Do you disagree? As long as you be respectful about it, doesn't matter. But let us know what you think. Let us know what you think your top mob is. Out of the love to see it, I think my top mob is the Shulker, just based on the use case of it. I still love the Kitty Cat, though. The Kitty Cat's a good one as well. But in terms of use case, the Shulker is a good one as well.
Indeed. But thank you guys so much for listening. We hope we provoked a conversation and made you laugh along the way. If you want to find myself over at Jeevens Feebens over on Twitch and on YouTube, and the Jeevens Feebens VODs on YouTube, so you can catch the old live streams after they come out. And then you can also check out Ethan over at Flab Sexy Gaming over on YouTube and on Twitch. Though he doesn't stream too much these days, but you never know in the future, so check it out. And then you can find us on Twitter or X at the Provokers Pod, and Instagram at the Provokers Podcast Official. And then you can check out our songs, Next Up John and Next Up Ethan, over on pretty much anywhere you can get your music. So Spotify, Apple Music, all that good stuff, except YouTube Music, because screw YouTube. And then you can check out the Patreon, where we have the Provokers. We have all the different tiers that allow you to get special awards and perks, and those tiers can range from $1 to $100, and as you get more, the payment you get more rewards, so check that out. And then when you become a member of the Patreon, you get access to an exclusive Patreon only Discord server where we are, so you can hang out with us there. And then, like I said, the extended cut episodes like Ethan said, we're going to be rolling a few more of those out after the new year. So look forward to that if you're interested. And with all that out of the way, we'll see you guys next time.